Okay, Be'ezus Hashem, some famous Rashi's famous ideas in Parshas Vayakhel. So the Torah mentions Shabbos here by the construction of the Mishkan. Sheshes Yamim, Rashi says, Hiktem le'mazhara Shabbos l'tzivuim lechas ha-Mishkan. First, Moshe told them about the Isser of Shabbos, and then he mentioned the Mishkan. To teach you, she'enu docho es ha-Shabbos. The building of the Mishkan is very important, but it doesn't override Shabbos. This is an interesting idea I heard from Avigdor Milgrom Zatzal, quoting a Mamari Chazal, but this is one of them, that Shabbos is also like the Beis HaMikdash. It's a Beis HaMikdash of Zman. When you enter Shabbos, you're entering a special place, a special time. You know, when you're in a special place, you talk differently, you dress differently. So that's Shabbos. Shabbos is like a Beis HaMikdash, and that's why building the Mishkan is not Docha Shabbos, because Shabbos is its own Beis HaMikdash. You talk differently on Shabbos. People talk less on Shabbos. Try to talk Divrei Kedusha. We walk differently on Shabbos. You're not supposed to be in a rush. When you walk into a palace, you don't run around. It's like you're hushed. You walk around. You look around. You see what's happening there. And same thing on Shabbos. When you enter Shabbos, you're entering a palace, the palace of Zman, and our whole demeanor should be different. Oh, okay. Then there was the donations to the Mishkan. So the Nesiim dedicated the special Avnei Shoham and Avnei Miluim. So the word Nesiim is written without any yuds, chaser. Why? So Rashi says as follows. He quotes from Chazal that here it seems like the Nesiim gave at the end. And later, by the dedication of the Chanukas HaMishkan, the Chanukas HaMizbeach, in Parshas Naso, the Nesiim went first. They were the beginning. What happened? The Nesiim said as follows. Yitznad mu tzibur mashe misnabvim. Let the tzibur give first. U'mashe mechashrim, whatever they leave over, we'll be mashrim it, we'll fill it in at the end. What happened? The tzibur did everything. Kevin sheshlimu tzibur es hakol. Hamalach ha'isadayim. They had everything. It was sufficient. They said, what can we do? What can we do? So things that weren't given yet were the Avnei Shoham. And they gave the, but therefore, lekach hisnadvu b'mchanukas ha'mizbeach t'chila. But mizbeach, they didn't make the same mistake. Chazal say this was a mistake. Rashi continues from Chazal. Ulefi she'nis'atzlu mitchila nechsera os mishmam. Since they were a little lazy, they lagged at the beginning, they're missing a letter. It says Nesiim without the yud. Chaser. Oh. So this is the idea. They're making a mistake. So in a sense, they were chastised for their mistake. Now, you're not supposed to do this. The Nesiim should have made contributions at the beginning. Aye, the idea of making up at the end also makes sense. So what the Nesiim should have done was make a contribution and also say, Moshe, whatever's missing at the end, we'll fill it at the end. That's the right approach to take. A shul is raising money for something. So you give, and if you have enough, you can say to the Rav, listen, I'm giving X. I have other money set aside for other things, but if you need this at the end, I'll give that also at the end. But you don't just wait till the end. It's an important message for us. When there's a mitzvah to do, when there's a tzedakah to be involved in, so you don't wait. You don't wait until the end. Oh, okay. Earlier, in Pasuk Kaf Beis, the Torah says, "Vayevo ha'nashim, al ha'nashim." The men came along with the women. The men came along with the women. What's the idea? So the idea is that the women were very, very had a lot of zrizus in donating to the Mishkan. They were, in a sense, first, and the men came along with the women. So the Mefarshim point out the following idea. The Ramban Taka writes that the word al in the Pasuk means after. Oh, so the Das HaKenim refers to this pasuk and this idea in the following context. We know that the women, Chazal tell us, the women were given Rosh Chodesh as their special day because they didn't do Chayta Egel. What's the connection? So the Daz Akenim says, well, the women did not give to Chayta Egel. Maybe that's because, how do you know it was for good reasons? Maybe they didn't want to give up their jewelry. They loved their jewelry. Oh, so later we see here by the Mishkan, no, they were very zaris. They were very zealous and active to give up their jewelry for the Mishkan. So when the women donated to the Mishkan, then we understood that they're not donating to the Egel, that was L'shem Shemayim, because they didn't want to get involved in the Avodah Zarah. That was going on, the Chet of the Chet Egel. Oh, and that's why the women get Rosh Chodesh, because the Mishkan was dedicated on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Mishkan was first put up in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And Agav, that Rosh Chodesh, the women receive the special status on all the Rosh Chodeshim. Oh, this is an important idea, donating to a mitzvah, even things that are precious to you, like the jewelry. And that's what the women did. And that's what the pasuk emphasizes, Vayavu Hanashim al Hanashim. The men came along with the women. The women were more excited to donate later at the beginning of Perek Lamed Ches. The Torah discusses the kiyor. It was made out of copper and nechoshes. And it was made from the mirrors, the maros, of the women. They had copper mirrors, which they used, and they were used for the kiyor, was used to wash the Kohanim's hands. So there's a long Rashi here from Chazal. It says, Moshe at first didn't want to take this dedication. He says, mirrors aren't good. Mirrors are assumedly Yetzirah. People use mirrors to make themselves look nice, maybe for not always the best reasons. Hashem said, no, these are very special mirrors. The women had, using the mirrors, telfef many, many legions, like from the army, tzvos of offspring. See, the pshat of this Rashi is, the Torah has a strange word here, b'maros hatzovaos. Tzovaos is translated as the women who congregated, the women who gathered at the entrance to the Mishkan. It's a bit of a non-standard word. So Rashi is saying that one pshat of tzovaos is, it's the mirrors of legions, the mirror that helped create a lot of people, that using the mirrors, the women helped produce many children in Mitzrayim. And Rashi goes on to say, the men would come home from the slavery in Mitzrayim exhausted. Yigeim bavodas perech. So now the women felt, listen, we have to have kids. The men weren't interested, they were tired. So the women were holchos umalichos lamaychol mishta. They fed them. Then they would take up the mirrors. And each one would look at herself with her husband in the mirror. And she would entice him with words. And using the mirrors, they had encouraged their husbands to have a desire to have more children. And that's what would happen. Oh. And that's the famous pasuk, Tachas HaTapuach, Oratikha, that the women would, under the apple tree, they would try to arouse their husbands to have more children. The tapuach there was an allusion to the fields. So these mirrors were used for very holy purposes. Very holy purposes. So Moshe thought, maybe I shouldn't accept these mirrors. And Hashem said, no, accept the mirrors. They were used for the most holy of purposes. And Moshe then accepted them. Oh, Rav Hirsch develops this comment of Chazal in a bit of a deeper way. He says as follows. You know, you have a base of Mikdash, you have a Mishkan. The idea of the Mishkan is that you get inspired to serve Hashem well in your ordinary daily life. The ordinary physical life has to be serving Hashem, b'dan l'shem shemayim, for ruchnius goals. So Rav Hirsch writes as follows. It would show that the physical, sensual side of human beings is not merely excluded from the sphere which is to be sanctified by the Mikdash, but that it is the first and most essential object of the sanctification. After all, at rock bottom, man has complete free will in moral matters. It is just this side of human nature which is necessary to come under the influence of the Mikdash if the sanctification of life which is aimed at is to be achieved. This idea that the women used the mirrors to help bring Kedusha to the physical, intimate part of marriage is exactly representative of the Mikdash. That's an idea to... That's one of the goals of the Mikdash. As a washing your hands, starting the Avodah and the Mikdash, you see the Kiyor. You realize what the ultimate goal of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash is. The women in Mitzrayim use the mirrors for Kedusha purposes, and we have to learn from them to sanctify that part of our lives. That part of our lives as well. Beautiful, beautiful idea. I just want to mention two ideas from Parshas Pekudei. When the Mishkan is built, Moshe gives a bracha. By the end of Perek Lamites, Vayar Moshe es kol hamalacha v'inei asu osak asher tziva Hashem kein asu v'yivarach asam Moshe. Moshe blessed them. What was the bracha? Rashi quotes from Chazal, Amar lehem, Yiratzon shetishre shchina b'maisei yadeichem. Let the shchina rest in the work of your hands. V'inom Hashem alokeinu aleinu. May the pleasantness of Hashem be upon us, etc. Maisa Yadenu, and the work of our hands should be Kadosh as well. And this is one of the Mizmarim that Moshe wrote. One of the Mizmarim in Tehillim that Moshe wrote. This is one of them. The Vihi Noam. What a beautiful tefillah. What a beautiful bracha to get. That the Shechina should rest in the work of your hands. You build the Mishkan, you want the Shechina to be there. We've discussed before, every Jewish home is supposed to be, can be, a Mishkan, a place for the Shechina to rest. It's exactly the bracha that people should want and should daven for, that to make their homes a place which is fitting for the Mishkan, for the Shechina to rest. Oh, there's a very famous comment of the Beis Halevi regarding the whole parsha of Pekudei. Truman Tetzaveh talks about the tzivui, the commandment to build the Mishkan. Pekudei talks about the actual construction itself. And it says that it goes through the whole Mishkan, the menorah, the aron, the menorah, and everything was done properly. And the pasuk says, take for example, at the beginning of Perek Lamites, Vayasu is Bigdi HaKodesh Asher Aaron Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. They made the Bigdi HaKodesh as Hashem had commanded Moshe. Then in Pasuk Hey, they made the Ephod. The Pasuk says Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. The Pasuk says Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe over and over and over again. There is a tremendous emphasis on this phrase. Very, very easily the Torah could have said it once. The Torah could have described that they made each part of the Mishkan. At the very end, the Torah could have said, and everything was done, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Why this emphasis over and over again? You'll see in the Parsha. Over and over again. Many, many times. So the Beis Halevi explains this in the context of his discussion of Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel, the Beis Halevi explains, based on the Ramban and others, the Kuzari, Bnei Yisrael had good intentions. It did not begin as outright Avodah Zarah. They wanted to have a kesher with Hashem. They wanted to have something physical to focus on in their Avodah Hashem. They built the Mishkan. They built an Eikah. What was their mistake? Their mistake was, that's not what Hashem commanded. Hashem didn't tell them that they made an idol. They made an idol. They did it their own way. Their mistake was that they were dictating to Hashem, this is the way that Hashem is supposed to be served. We're going to build the idol the way that we want. And that's an Aveira. Now the Mishkan itself is something physical used to serve Hashem. So that's a good question. Why is the Egel treif and the Mishkan is kosher? This is the answer. Because the Mishkan was commanded. Hashem says, this is the way to serve me. To serve Hashem with physical things, you have to do it exactly the right way. So the Beis Halevi says, the Torah wants to emphasize, why was the Mishkan kosher? Why was the Mishkan a good thing? Because it was done Kasher tziva shemes Moshe. Kasher shiva tziva shemes Moshe. Kasher tziva shemes Moshe. That's exactly why the Egel was treif and the Mishkan was kosher. This applies all the time. The essence of man is that he's a commanded being. Reb Lichtenstein Zatzal would always say, we're commanded beings. We do what Hashem commands. And in the modern world, people sometimes hear foreign ideas and they try to adjust the Torah to fit the foreign ideas. And then it ends up being not what Hashem commands. It's very, very dangerous. You start with the Tzivui Hashem. The goal always is to fulfill the Tzivui Hashem. If you start focusing on the goal is to live according to Western values and sort of blend the Torah into that, it doesn't work. It ends up corrupting the Torah, chas v'shalom. It's a very important message. Our goal in life is to serve Hashem, ka'asher tzivo Hashem es Moshe. What does Hashem want from me now? What is the tzivoy of Hashem? And that should be our primary focus in our avodas Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here.